I would like to warmly welcome you to Birmingham, to Birmingham City Football Stadium in the UK. This is the beginning of the Urban Solutions Seminar, which we have been preparing as a team for some months now. And I would just like to explain a little bit about why we have chosen this place and where you find yourselves and how we will connect a little bit with where we are these days. So we chose Birmingham as a location, as a city. One of the reasons is because we have a strategy in our national agency that we try to make sure we cover the whole of the country and that we don't do everything in the capital city, because personally, I don't live in the capital city, and I know that there is a lot of life outside of London, and it's important that we connect and involve these things. So it's part of our strategy to make sure we have many activities covering all over the place, and this is one of them. We wanted to have a local feel, and so as Tarek introduced yesterday, and we have representatives also from organisations here, we will be connecting quite a lot to the city of Birmingham in different ways. Birmingham was chosen also because last summer there were several riots in the UK. Did you hear about them? Do you know about them? Yeah. On the website already some information has gone up and some links about what happened. You can research them more. But to kind of let you know that Birmingham was actually where the riots finished. This is an important city. The riots ended here. There was a very unfortunate, horrible incident where two young men were knocked down by a car. And the riots could have very easily taken a very ugly racial turn and exploded in a more violent way. And the father of one of the young men that was knocked down, Mr. Tarek Jahan, he stood up, he made a stand, and he said, no, this should not continue. And because of his voice and the terrible situation of losing his son, the community started to build behind, and the police as well, and the riots lost their speed. And that's where the whole momentum ended. So Birmingham is an important city for this Muslim role model, and the closure of a not a very nice situation last summer. We will talk more about the riots as we go through. Obviously, from a national agency perspective, linked to the Department of Education, the riots were quite important on a national political level. But they also represent a lot of issues to do with urban difficulties and problems. And this was one of the starting points, one of many, that brought this seminar together. We chose this football stadium because several reasons. We wanted to hold this seminar in a place that had a real feel of a real city. Okay, it's possible to have a remote hotel where you feel all comfortable and you're in the countryside and it's all lovely and you can see the birds and the rabbits and things like this, but that's not what this seminar is about. So we wanted you to feel every day the streets of Birmingham and the connection to the city where we are. Football club actually does quite a lot of outreach work with young people through football sessions and homework clubs and things like this in the local surroundings. So it's a project in itself, and it has a nice big room, so that's also good with the light and the nice view. So it's nice to be connected to a project that reaches young people. And in the next few days, we will see more examples, as Tarek introduced yesterday, more examples of projects in Birmingham. Alison has been working hard finding places for us to enjoy our dinners in the evening, connected also in different places to the city. So, for example, this evening we will have a dinner that is hosted and supported by the RNIB, which is the Royal National Institute for the Blind. I knew the last bit. The Royal National Institute for the Blind. So the people that will be serving us and working with us, many of them will be blind. It's an inclusion experience for the dinner tonight. And tomorrow will be hosted by the Quaker community that use a lot of local produce and in a Quaker environment. And on the last night, we will have a real local feel, and we will connect with the Balti Triangle, which is famous in the whole of the UK as a place to go for a meal. So we hope that you will enjoy that experience as well. So this is the local reality. This is the urban connection within the seminar. And we hope that you enjoy the preparation and thoughts we put behind to make sure that not just the content of the sessions, but the environment of how it's organised is also connected. And a quick introduction to the team. This is a cooperative project between many different organisations and institutions. So I work for the British Council, that is the national agency for the Youth in Action programme in the UK. And together with some other representatives from Youth in Action, I'm going to ask the Youth in Action people to raise their hands and give a wave, so as we did yesterday. So Tony and Maria work for Salto Inclusion. Thank you, you're up here. Thank you. So this is another part of Youth in Action we have been cooperating and working together. And Jez works for, thank you, oh, it's a Salto corner. Jez works for Salto Cultural Diversity, another element to the team. And then there's Magda from the Polish agency. Okay, Magda is my counterpart in Poland, and we'll continue with the urban question with another event later in the year. And this also connects to the research, which Salto Inclusion is coordinating with Bob and Ed over here. Ooh. Thank you very much. A little bit of a Mexican wave there. So Bob and Ed are connected between the EU Cities Programme, URBACT, and this is how it connects also to the issue. And over in the corner over there, we have our Amplify partners. Thank you. So we have Ben and Steve. They will introduce themselves later. And they are helping make this seminar connect wider and bigger to more people outside and to give us a reflective moment of what is happening during the seminar. Okay? So lots of people been preparing for you and connecting this to the reality. Now what we're looking for, obviously, is some contribution from you to make it alive and give this seminar legs. So I'm going to pass over to Dan, who will take you further in what we will do next. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you all slept well. Didn't test the limits of 24-hour bar too far. But what we're going to do this morning is we're going to set a little bit of the context of why we're here, what we're trying to do. So there'll be some input from the front. We're also going to try and get your expectations, so what it is that you want to get out of the seminar. So we'll be doing that shortly. And then we're going to start with a discussion about what you feel from your experience of some of the challenges facing disadvantaged young people in an urban environment. So that's kind of the flow of the morning.